year if we know how many people to plan for. I believe Mark told me last night he came over to watch the embarrassing Utah beat Montana High School.
Okay.
So that'll be a small dinner. And look at that, man. We got three times as many. And we love counting. Two burgers on the grill. If you want them, go get them. What we're going to do is we're going to turn over the next half hour to Mr. Leiter. Some extra juicy details. The 11th core commitment. Or things that we joke about like that. Some of you are like, serious? The 11th? $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Gene Leiter. Give it up for Mr. Leiter.
All right, I feel like I'm in the hot seat here. Very quickly, I'm from Portland, Oregon. Born and raised, moved around a lot as a kid. My parents were truck drivers, and in fact, I was adopted when I was 3 days old. And small business owner, and you guys have heard me say this before, but he always said, Gene, you don't get rich working for somebody else. And that's that really was my spark. I think it was already within me, so I went to school, so I'm a Beaver, so you guys got to play us this year, right? Oregon State Beavers. And I got out of school, and I really knew that I wanted to be self-employed, but I didn't know what I was going to do. This would have been one of the first things that I had found, because I went through probably at least a dozen, conservatively, different opportunities, really just looking for the right opportunity to pay the bills. About $30,000 in debt on my credit cards, and I just wanted to run away. So I did. I ran away and got a job on a cruise ship, and did that for about 3 years. So I don't really even remember what it's like to have a job. And you will never, ever, ever get me back in that cage. I will fight and claw. What do you want to know? I was exposed to prepaid legal, or ringers today in prepaid legal. They actually had the guts to call me while I was in the Caribbean and say, you got to check out this legal thing we're doing. And I'm like, yeah, my mentor, Mr. Larry Lemke, had been earning residual income from prepaid legal off the work he had done in 1987. And if you get a chance to look in the profiles of, I'm real excited about it. And in those 3 months, signed up about 350 memberships in their little team. And since we're all amongst family, I can kind of tell the more extended story of that. And that was in 19. This looks like it's insurance. You guys need to stop selling. We need to investigate this. Now, what if somebody came to you and said, you all need to stop selling prepaid, but I got to find something else to do. And that's what happened to a lot of them. But about a year later, they got a check in the mail from residuals on all those memberships. And in fact, he kept his membership, so he was vested in the company. And in 1997, after having tried other businesses, when I met $1,000 a month, and then that company screwed up and went away. And that's when I went, okay, I'm done with any kind of network marketing. Forget this. But he never gave up. He didn't go back to the company. And then he was looking for another opportunity, and that's when he decided to get back in prepaid legal. So he called up my friend Sean, who signed up Mike, and then he gave Gene a place to live for a few months, and I'll let you sponsor him. So Mike and I argue about it. You know, when he comes, he'll tell you I lived in his basement for about 6 months. I think it was only about 3 months. Anybody else? Oh, boy. Only two? And myself was included in that list in the beginning. And what else not to do? Don't try to be a boss. Hire them and be a friend and be a mentor, but they don't want another boss. And I learned that one. So, anybody else? Basement. I did not do prepaid legal full time. I was a little smarter about it. I knew that was probably not going to work for me. I went out and got a job, and I did prepaid legal part time. And so it took me about a year to get to the director level. And then it was at that point that I just said, okay, I need to get to do this. And there was actually, you gotta kind of, you know, take your temperature of your job, because I took a temperature there, and I figured out right away these were company people. And if they invited him, he was kind of like an old sales dog. You know, he was 20 years older than me, and he'd done sales his whole life, and he was, you know, the guy on the leader of the job, right? Okay, so he was the only one I could say that to, right? So I remember there was one time we were out to lunch, and I'm like, I'm getting close, I want, you know, a few more months. And he's like, well, why don't we? And here's what he said, you know, I can understand that, Gene, because let me ask you this. You know, once you get that done, then something else next month, you know, the refrigerator isn't going to break down. Or the whole car is not going to break down. In other words, what he was saying to me, he said, look, life is going to continue to have sunk in with me right away, but there was something about that conversation that just kind of hit me. I was like, you know what, he's right. Because we can procrastinate this as long as you want to. A tiger or something. And it was just literally 2 months later, I walked into my boss's office and said, you're taking up too much of my time. And that's what I said, you're taking up too much of my time. So, I'll still help you if you want me to work here part-time, but here's what I can give. You know, I don't know. I really bought into the dream. I really bought into what was possible. Saw enough other examples, and I think for me, I was making some okay money. You know, don't get that wrong. It wasn't like I was a broke director for 9 years. That was kind of my big spark. I'd been building a team and also did a group at the same time. So I knew the money was there. I got a little taste of it, I guess, maybe. Being at the events kept that dream alive. So I got around enough other people that it was happening for that I knew eventually that I'd find that next spark that would take me to the next level. That's all. Sir. My retention's not always been perfect, you know, not always been great, but that's probably the number one thing, is I just get back to not for the business to come to you, and that is the worst business that you can have, is the ones that are coming to you. You want to get out there and educate people and educate them why they... I just got crazy about booking appointments, and still today, that's my number one thing with my whole team. If you want to look at how good your month was last month, and think about not only last month, but the last year, and you can say the same thing about this new month in front of us. How many appointments are in your calendar for all those that have kids? But I don't have a restricted retention. It just, again, it's don't oversell it, you know, and treat the person like you would want to be treated. I can put it in your wallet. Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. It's just simple stuff. It's really common sense stuff. But no, there's no tricks. But just treat them like you would be treated.
Find the best way to build rapport with your prospect is you try and mirror them or
how'd you meet your wife?
I was with my first wife.
And boy, I picked the wrong one, didn't I? But you know, here's an example. I was sitting there, and look, everybody's different, and I believe me, I've got some incredible recruiters in my team that, you know, would give you 10 things they do. But for me, I just make a friend. I just want to make a friend with a phone number or a business card. I don't even care if they know anything about prepaid legal. I've made a friend, and now I can call them up and talk about anything. So, that's not doing a one-liner thing I can give you. It's you got to be you. Be you and make a friend.
Kind of going back with Dave and the red and the blue and yellow and trying to figure out the best way to pick out...
Creation, motivation. You know, just it's a little formula you can have in your head to ask questions about people and get to know them. Because to me, that's really what this business is all about anyhow, business. But 2 months from now, 2 years from now, if I've made a friend and I haven't assaulted them, I can always follow up with them. First of all, you know, you got to know what do you need monthly. You know, that's number one. And I think sometimes maybe the advantage some of the younger people have is that they don't have to do part-time first. Do a part-time job and then do full-time prepaid legal. But that way, because there's something about, you know, you've all heard the phrase, you know, a dog smells fear. You may think you're putting on a good face, but it's coming through sometimes to the other person. So I would say, you know, if you've got 6 months of income in the bank and you can afford to do that, advice. There's a few people that can just jump in and go, but that's very rare. It's hard to do prepaid legal full time. Look, I've been doing this 14 years and I don't do prepaid legal full time. And then you know there's different activities you can add to the calendar, I guess. So does that help? Okay. He was first. Sorry. Way before prepaid legal was Think and Grow Rich, and that, you know, I didn't understand half of it, but I, you know, all the stories of success and dreaming bigger and stuff, and I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest reader. I plow my way through the 10 pages a day. I'm gonna be right. I'm not one of those, like, you know, gets through a book every couple weeks or something like that. Jim Rohn, I've listened to just about everything he's ever done, and so. There you go. Now that's 9 years into the business. So I think what you maybe really want, I can tell you. Now, granted, we weren't as much, we weren't as tool based then, didn't have the internet and all that stuff. So my calendar was about 15 to 20 appointments a week. That's really it. Now, when I got the ring, totally different world, you know, because by then I was in the blind, so I was sometimes reaching down 20 levels in that organization, even when they didn't know it, just helping people. So, different stage of the business for sure. Yeah. Okay. My personal style is I don't go out to do exposures. I don't go out to do prepaid legal. I do prepaid legal while I'm out. Okay. So if you book your calendar enough, I'm not a big, you know, just going out and doing, I did 10 exposures today. That's not me. For me, I work my list hard. I mean, I'm on Facebook and all. Man, I didn't have any of that stuff. Now I'm still meeting people and reconnecting with like high school friends that I've yet to prospect. But I'm expecting while you're out. And I always try to make a point of that. I'll tell you, one of the biggest organizations I have was just, I went to an appointment that stood me up, both to the broker, and just introduced myself and said, hey, I'd love to sit down and show you what we do sometime. He's like, all right, give me a call. I called him and I booked the appointment and came back next week. But it was a real estate situation. It's different. And then that led on to literally hundreds and hundreds of memberships in one of my legs. So it was, again, an example of doing it while I'm out them. It's the only way you can inspire them. Because if you're not out having more success without them, that doesn't work. In fact, you end up wearing yourself out and getting more frustrated than if you just go find some more people. And here's what you do. You go find some more people that... I hope that's not what you wanted to hear, I know. It's not what you... Yeah, it's what you needed to hear. It's not what you wanted to hear. You know, I should have one. But it's different every time. That's my... You know, I probably should have one I use all the time, but it's... I don't have my 137. I remember those first couple of years when you're trying to get everything down, and it's like, I remember I would go to the networking group, and I'd have my, you know, my little spiel down and all that stuff. But because I mean, I'm just baffled when somebody says, I've called everybody I know. And I'm like, really? Really? Then let's figure out how to get a hold of them. Right? And again, man, I didn't have Facebook and all that other stuff, classmates.com and all that other stuff back when I was doing it. I just dug. You would never need to cold call, in my opinion. Yes, sir. Because I'll call Jeff when I get home. Jeff, remember me from on the plane? Oh, yeah, how you doing, Gene? Yeah. Even if overambitious and can chase people away instead of learning how to attract people. And it takes longer, yes, but no. I wish my wife would be my secretary, but she refuses to.
How long have you been married?
6 years.
I'm curious. I'm sure they do a lot of private business receptions. Do you guys have a tool that you like to use? I know that people do it all kinds of different ways. They all work. I'm just curious what your team
The number one tool for our team, for sure. And PBR, DVD, a close second for... follow up, and of course, you know, actually for us, or if handing it out when you first meet somebody. But again, you know, with technology these days, I'll be honest, I don't hand out as many DVDs as I used to, but I hand out tons of business cards, filter through way more people and find the interested ones, and then they get a DVD. And that's my opinion. So, but definitely that was about a month ago or so. I've got a team out there that's doing pretty good. On the move, we've got three people in Players Club, so it's a newer team that's coming up, but there's three people in Players. So they booked an appointment for me, and we're at some, like, fish taco place, whatever, and so we're meeting with the prospect, and they're just like, so when, you know, you go make a phone call and you go to the bathroom. Let's not all stand around here and hover while I'm giving a presentation. So, by the 30 minutes on your cell phone? And she's like, yeah, I want it. I said, because I want you to dial this number on the back of this flip book, and it's going to walk you through the presentation. And by the way, And so after she gives me the thumbs up, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get her coffee. And so I come back with her coffee, And they're kind of looking at me like, why aren't you giving a presentation, right? That's, they didn't say that, but that's the look they gave me, you know what I mean? Okay. And so, you know, I'm eating, and I hear them whisper to each other, we've been making this too complicated. Because they were expecting me to do some big wow presentation, but I let the flipbook do it. Because, yeah, I said, great, what else do you need to know before you're ready to get started? How much is it? And so we went through the 249, 149. By the way, and man, you can get in right now for 149. Don't undersell our opportunity. That's just my little side note on that, by the way. But so once we went through all that, what's he been doing? I just do more presentations, because if the person, if it's the right person, they get it. It doesn't matter whether, you know. He was waiting for that. Perfect, perfect. Man, I have been to somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 conventions. If this is like, it's harder to describe, because it's you could almost pretend like you just signed up for prepaid, a new company. I mean, this is not like, okay, we go to convention and there's a few changes and this is the new promotion. That's not this convention. This convention, we send our member in the member kit. What's in the associate kit? They're going to be going to that kind of detail of everything of what... Ooh. Ouch. I like my position. But where you put together a carpool and drive if you have to. This is not the convention you want to go, well, I'll go to the next one. Because there will never be another convention like this one. Because it really is. Like, not here to just grow the company at the rate we've been growing. They want to quadruple this thing in the next few years. They're not like, we've been saying, what? This thing is going to be a whole new deal. And you guys are along for the ride. But if you're there, it's going to be that much more in you to really understand where we're going.
Along those lines, if you listened to Alan Fernley talk,
and you
can understand him. Yeah, and if you can keep up with him. That's what my wife said the other day when she was listening. In 39 years, we've never had a marketing division in prepaid legal. We have been the marketing division. We've never had that, ever. I mean, this is so ridiculously important to be there. It's critical to your success. Critical. So, if you haven't, Yvonne, Stephen Thelma's relationship. And you can all... How Steve Met Thelma by Dave Hall. All right. It's getting dark, so we appreciate all of you guys coming out and hanging out with us this evening. Hopefully you have Michael Humes here, and if you would like to hang out with them on Friday night, it's going to be an exclusive event. We don't know the location yet. We haven't planned that far ahead, but it's going to be an exclusive 25, or what's the other name of that? Power 25. Power 25, which simply means you and your organization created 25 counties. There we go. So, power. So even if you're a brand new associate, your team can pull it off. It's going to be some PBRs, and it really shouldn't be that tough if you go to Dallas. If you're in Dallas, come and hunt now. So, tomorrow after Super Saturday, we've made it hard. Hey, I tolerated and watched your team last night, okay? I broke out and hide. Oh, we already know what's going to happen when you come to Provo. And if you want to put your money on it, I will happily take it from you, okay? But you know what? That's what makes watching the games with you guys fun. Okay, so, I mean, it's a family. If you came here in this neighborhood, houses with blue and white toilet paper, And then we...
Be a criminal at the early age, talk to your parents.
Yeah. And then we posted a big, huge sign in their front yard, staked it in their...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. 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 Why you gotta bring that up? Why you gotta bring that up? Pride cometh before the fall. What? Oh, player skull picture. At the event, Deanne is in charge of having a scrolling slide your photo taken so she can put that in. Even if you want to do it tonight, you can go inside and find the wall or email a picture, your sexiest picture, to Deanne to ya, okay? I've got tons of them. So, get her email address and you can... Time to go to bed for you, you duff fans. Your parole officer doesn't want you out after dark.